Hello and welcome to Cooking Your Way Through Life.
Today's episode is Cooking Your Way Through Impulse. And today's food tip is going to be making your own fast food at home.
Yeah. Cooking Your Way Through Life is a podcast combining knowledge of the kitchen and applying it to real life situations. This podcast is all about understanding techniques to make things you already know even better. Topics from traveling on a budget, setting and achieving short and long-term goals, and of course, cooking.
On today's episode, we're going to go over what is an impulse, and should we wait sometimes instead of just acting on instinct? But are you missing opportunities when you don't? Also, we're going to go over some fast food tips for the home, meaning that you can actually make your own fast food at the house. And sometimes it's even better with bigger flavor. So let's go.
Please welcome Chef Hollywood.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Cooking Your Way Through Life with me, Chef Hollywood. And today we are talking about impulse, which usually refers to people that can't control themselves. But we're going to actually have two co-hosts today. So they're going to tell us about their impulses and some things that make them impulsive. Also, kind of going into the impulse time or impulse world, we're talking about fast food because a lot of people feel like they can't make it home to make a meal or they don't want to go home to make a meal. So they do a lot of fast food and it's kind of an impulse buy most of the time. So we're going to give you four easy recipes to make at home that are actually fast food for the house that sometimes are a little quicker than actually going through a drive-thru, especially if it's a busy day or a busy day with traffic if you are in Atlanta or a state that has a little more traffic out there. So before we get into it, today I want to introduce my two co-hosts, Jamal and Lexi, who are longtime friends of the show, longer time friends of myself, but I'll let them introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about yourselves, what you've been up to. You've been on the podcast before, but reintroduce yourselves to the people out there.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, likewise.
So my name is Jamal. I am currently a professional soccer coach and a former world traveler. We actually met over cruising, which is where we first met. But right now I am doing professional soccer training, both professional and youth academy side as well.
That's nice.
Yeah, and my name is Lexi. I met Drake through Jamal when they were on the cruise. So not like doing sports with Jamal, but I am a freelance graphic designer and I help small businesses grow into what they want to dream of for their dreams and their businesses.
Nice. Appreciate both you guys being here today. And yeah, we're going to talk about some impulses. Of course, to all of my listeners out there, you know that I keep saying this because I don't intentionally do this, but we usually jump into the deep end first, so a little bit more heavy, then finish with a little more ease. So we're going to jump straight into it, talking about impulses today. And one of the things that I get a lot of questions about, and I always love other people to tell me their idea of it, is when do you trust your impulses and when do you try to hold them back? So what is that process like for you guys?
I know I tend to trust my impulses when it comes to excitement and creativity, especially when it comes to joy, like trying new foods, traveling to new places, especially when Jamal gives me little surprises here and there if we go to like a different spot. Even though like Atlanta's like really big and I tend to add in some things on like local spots, he gets the effort to still look around and try to find the new places in Atlanta.
Nice.
Yeah. And so just to piggyback off of that, I feel like I'm always an impulsive person because I'm very spontaneous.
Yeah.
So in order for me to control my impulses, it depends on how much I'm actually thinking. If I'm not thinking a lot, then it's more likely than I'm probably not going to get it. But if I'm thinking too much, and at that point, it's like, it's just raving in my head, and it's like, all right, let's go ahead and get it then. But, and so I'm actually very excited that I have this one right next to me because she actually helps me away from all the thinking. She was like, I'll do the thinking. I was like, okay, cool. I can just relax and just sit and wonder if I'm actually going to end up getting it or not. Most of the time,
It's a balance.
it's a balance.
It's a balance. Okay, so you balance each other out. So, I mean, I think that's something that a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but, you know, for us single people out here, we don't have that sometimes to balance out. So for me, I think I like my tr I do trust my gut, but I know that one of the things, I am a very impulsive person every now and then, and I feel like it's a Taurus in me where even if it does not work out, I'm just gonna see it through. So I'm just gonna do it, like I don't care. And I think when it tried to hold me back, I guess as long as it really just involves me, then I'll do it. But if it involves other people, that's when I kind of hold back a little bit.
I get that.
So yeah, that's like, but I do. I have a lot of friends and some family that do balance me out when I'm like about to go off the deep end a little bit, but.
Oh, don't get it twisted. Like, whenever we're actually like traveling or doing anything outside, best believe she has her impulses of when she is like, if she sees anything that she's
I
like,
gotta try
she
it.
has to have it, she's gotta try it. At that point, I'm the one that's actually being a little bit more retracted and be like, wait, hold up, let's continue looking around, trying to see if we can find anything better, probably better prices, and then eventually we'll wind up coming back around, if anything.
I am a little bit like Lexi, though. I do try food. I mean, I try foods a lot as a chef. It's like just as a just I just love culture and stuff. So when I am someplace, I would try food. I just recently went to Iceland for the first time and I tried a fermented shark because I was like, I'm
Ooh.
in Iceland, so I gotta try the fermented shark. Zero out
Wow.
of 10, I would not recommend. but I do think everybody should try it, but I would probably never eat it again in my entire life. I would say that. But even a
What
waitress
was
when she
it? Is it too gamey? Too squishy?
it so for those of you
Was
that
it?
don't know, the fermented shark traditionally was made by pretty much putting the shark in urine and then packing it underground and letting it ferment. So you technically, I don't know if it's an old wives' tale, I need to look into it, but it's a thing where like you actually will die if you eat the shark by itself or something, like the type of shark. So you have to ferment it with the urine, and like it's such a strong ammonia smell and flavor with the shark. It's so I had a toothpick amount, like they put it on toothpicks for me, and I tasted it for at least 6 hours, like. It was so strong, like and it,
Jeez,
yeah.
that's
So
an
I,
intense hors d'oeuvre for
it
6 hours.
was, yeah, it was very, yeah, it was, yeah. But I would say I'm impulsive when it comes to that because I'm like, when will I be back? What if I don't come back? I want to try it. And there are places where I haven't tried stuff and I'm actually upset because I didn't try it. I need to go back. So yeah. So sometimes it's helpful, very, very much helpful. Speaking of that, I didn't. Well, I don't regret not trying the food that I was just talking about because one of those is kangaroo, and a lot of people know kangaroo is my favorite animal, which is why I haven't tried it yet when I've been in Australia. So I
I would
don't.
never try it, especially when I watch Kangaroo Jack.
You know, like it's just I don't know. I had went to the animal sanctuary the day before, hugged kangaroos, and next day they wanted me to try kangaroo burger. I was like, no, this is a lot. So I don't technically regret that one, but when you think about a time where acting on impulse has led you to something amazing or something that you have regretted, is there one thing that sticks out in each of your minds where it's just like, oh, that impulse was just like the most amazing thing I ever did, or doing that impulse is like I regret that wholeheartedly.
Maybe the time when I tried scorpion in Thailand, I really was up to the hype of trying something different. Everyone was like trying like bugs and all that kind of stuff, but like the aftertaste of it was crunchy, it was fried, but like, okay, I ate it, now what?
Now what disappointed
Yeah, basically.
What about you, Jamal? Food or experience? Good or bad?
So like I said, most of the time when I'm not thinking is when I actually have my best impulses, my best instincts. And the last time I actually had an impulsive drive, was like right before I moved to South Carolina. I was at a family function, and it was me and a bunch of my cousins, and we were just talking about future stuff and stuff like that. And at the time, I didn't actually apply to Coastal just yet. And so I blurted out, just it came from like the bottom of my gut to like just come out and say, I'm actually going to Coastal. Mm-hmm. And I had not applied for it or anything like that. I had it in my mind in a little bit. This was right before I actually made a decision whether or not I was actually going to move out of LA. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like just a word of faith of that just came out for the most part. I had no control over it. It was literally just like an out-of-body impulsive decision that just came to itself. And here we are today, what was it, 7 years, 10 years later, that I'm now with my now wife with a year. Mm-hmm. Has it been traveling the world and been going through not only just life, but also just following my career within soccer, within sports. It's been an amazing, amazing impulsive decision and journey. So that's definitely one of my best like highlights when it comes to impulsive decisions. Nice. Now, when it comes to bad ones, regrettable ones, it's normally the ones that I like just cha-ching without even thinking it. So there's plenty of those. But
I mean, one of yours includes me when you had that wine that was not wine, but we won't get into that one again. But
the wine brandy
in Greece. I would say I think one of mine is kind of neutral, but I guess it is. I regret it, but not horribly regret it. I feel like I learned something from it, but I do regret it. And it was right before COVID. In 2019, I got off of Holland America, where I met you guys, and because America's Test Kitchen had come to a stop, they lost the contract, so we all pretty much were let go, or we had to switch roles. And I tried out for Cruise and Travel Director, got the job, didn't like it, didn't take the offer, so I was like, I'm going to leave the ships, I'm going to go back on land. I'm pour my money that I made back into my business, get my personal chef business out the like really running and running again, like full fledged. Everything was good. This was like 2019 October. I left, so I did that. Started remarketing, did my website again, did everything within 2 months. In January 2020, I had 3 new clients in LA, 1 new client in New York. I had 4 clients in Colorado, so I was going to be going back and forth. I filmed 2 shows for Food Network. So I was just like, I was really busy and I was working. Yeah. And I took a trip with Freddie. I was did a friend on board with him to like get a little bit like a break. While on that trip, I got a call from network executive about filming a 3rd show. So I'm thinking like, oh man, like, you know, like everything's falling in place. Everything's good. I was supposed to go 2 weeks later to sail with Georgia on another ship out of LA. Within that 2 weeks, because I had all this stuff going on, when I got back to Atlanta, I bought all this stuff. I was like, I'm gonna need this. Like I poured about easy, like probably like 9 to 10K into like new equipment, all this other stuff. Cause I was like, I'm gonna make this back in like 3 jobs. Plus I'm filming 3 shows. Like this is nothing. Like I'm about to, you know, blow up, blah, blah, blah. Like a week later, Georgia texts me. She's like, check and make sure that they didn't send you an email because COVID is happening and they might not let you on the ship. Right. I got the email like 4 days later. I couldn't get on the ship. Every client in LA was just like, no, can't do it. I couldn't do nothing. Like, I couldn't fly anywhere. Everything stopped. And I was like, what do I do now? Because I have all this equipment. I have all this stuff. And I don't regret, well, I do. The part that I regret is I impulsively bought and did all those things without really making sure that I even needed it. And like for the job, it was like, I need to just get all this stuff because I got all these people and all this clients, you know, and like the impulse right. in me and want to just go. Now I think the thing that I learned from is I move so differently because I do pour money and, you know, like we do invest in ourselves, but I invest a little smarter now and not just like randomly buying $9,000 worth of random stuff I think I need that like I had to make it work and get rid of and sell off and do all these other things. But it led me to doing the podcast, led me to doing all the stuff I'm doing now, YouTube channel. But in the moment, I think I felt defeated for like a month, but it was so, it was such a weird time because it was also like COVID happening. So it's like
everybody felt like, defeated.
And it's like nobody
decisions felt impulsive right when the country hit.
Yeah.
Everybody's decisions. Because at that point, you're not really, you're not thinking about the future. You have to think about now.
Yeah.
So everything at that point, from the toilet paper to water and everything like that, like all of those, just because of that experience and that climate that we were in back then, it put everyone in a totally different mindset when it comes to impulsive decisions. Because at that point, your fight or flight instincts comes in.
Yeah.
And so which one is stronger? Are you really not about to fight another lady to get the last batch of toilet paper? Or do you really, or could you possibly go and find something else that you could probably use at that other time as well? There was a lot of people that was just like minds being blown just for the fact that you can't go outside for X amount of days anymore. It was wild.
Yeah.
But definitely those impulsive decisions was at its most heightened during those last 3 years.
Yeah. Mine stopped instantly after, well, not like, but after COVID hit, I think my impulse is like kind of slowed down. I probably went into flight mode instead of fight mode because I was so defeated from that. Like I didn't want to do anything.
Yeah.
Like I was just like, I'm not doing stuff. Like it took me, actually, I probably didn't even really do stuff until like Kathleen reached out to me and we started teaching online classes. But like before that, like I was probably definitely in flight mode before. Like I was like, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, I got nothing else.
And that's the other thing about what I love about impulsive instincts is that your instincts are always going to take control before your emotions do. And so that's why I always allow myself to actually listen and whether or not I'm actually just thinking too much up here, then rather than actually like listening to my body, listening to what I'm actually thinking about as well, actually allows me to make those decisions more instinctively than that actual urge to like to do anything. You get what I mean?
But that's all. That is another level to another like layer of it, which is the emotional side of it, which we're gonna get into a little bit later, guys. Before we do that, we're gonna start talking about these food items that we're doing today. So we are. I am gonna teach you or talk about. Probably not teach you nothing. Like these are super easy things to do at home. Ones that are gonna even use an air fryer. So I'm trying to work in some. I know most of you probably still have those air fryers from COVID time sitting on your countertop. You might not really use them, but give you a quick little way to just add it into your repertoire. But when you are going home or out, like the idea that you're making a quote unquote impulsive decision for fast food for speediness is kind of wrong most of the time, because unless you're going to eat the food directly when it comes out of the drive-thru, you are waiting in the drive-thru and you're waiting to get home. You might be in traffic. Like sometimes that 5-minute burger is going to take you 30 to 45 minutes before you actually get home and enjoy it. So first thing we're going to talk about today is a burger. And I know smash burgers are really big right now. Remember, guys, that food is just like fashion. It is part of the culture in terms of being an art form. So things go in and out of style.
Smashburgers are in this month. They might be out this month. But with Smashburgers, it's actually super fast. So you don't have to worry about the long wait time to cook it. So one of the things is that burgers are really quick. You also can do this with turkey or ground beef. So that also gives you the options. And with burger, it's always the great thing of you just create your own path. So I know, for instance, Jamal does not like cheese. So you don't have to do cheese on these burgers if you don't want to. But I would say if using ground beef, then, you know, cheese always brings out. People don't realize, but like the reason why you put cheese on a burger most of the time, if you're adding a lot of other ingredients, is the fact that it is part of the dairy product. So those dairy fats will cut down the other flavors so that they meld together well. If you make the same burger with onions, pickles, relish, tomatoes, like 16 ingredients without cheese, then those ingredients sometimes overpower the beef. But if you add the cheese to it, you taste the beef more because the cheese is actually toning down the other flavors. So it is a little science behind us making the cheeseburgers inside of it. Yeah. And to make these burgers,
not to change my decision, but okay.
Oh no, I don't change your decision. I was just like, I like to let people know why, especially for little kids. Like my nieces and nephews, I definitely try to make sure that they can make their own decisions, but I want them to be informed into why they're making decisions and not just watching some random person on YouTube. Not including me, but easily make these burgers when you're home. This is also a good time to bring out a cast iron skillet that some of you have. So just get a cast iron skillet or a griddle. It's probably going to be the best thing to do. You want to roll your patties or your ground beef or turkey into a ball, and you literally are smashing them. So you can use this with a flat iron if you're using a griddle, or you can just use your spatula. Melt the cheese on top. It also like gives you that meltiness of the cheese as it's in the flat iron, or it's on the griddle or in the cast iron skillet. And then after that, you just fix it exactly the way you want. The great thing about this is you literally can have a smash burger made, cooked, and prepped and done in 10 minutes. So it's gonna be faster than you actually doing it and going through the drive through most of the time.
Yeah.
So I love that idea anyway. The second one is going to be a really easy one, but also a little bit more flavor, in my opinion. And it's going to be the street tacos, or just tacos in general, guys. Like, literally takes 15 minutes from start to finish, and or less than 15 minutes sometimes, depending on what you're using or what you're doing with it. But the great thing is, this can be also cool if you have kids, or even if you're single or by yourself. It's always a good time to like keep adding new flavors so you don't feel bored, especially if you have to cook at home a lot, because we use the same proteins. There's no new proteins coming out, like, so like, we're gonna use the same things over and over again. So you want to like just make your weekly meals a little bit more exciting. Yeah, I think tacos are really cool because you can just trade in and out different things. This side on the proteins, you can use everything from ground beef to chicken to shrimp to just black beans, tofu. The proteins are like pretty much effortless and gonna go on and on. Soft shell, hard shell, all up to you as well. Taco seasoning, I don't recommend buying the taco seasoning. I am a big person of like making your own seasoning blends. That's just me. You know, a little cumin, chili powder, paprika. My biggest gripe about the seasonings that you buy, like taco seasoning in a pack, is if you turn it around and just take 5 seconds to read the ingredients, they always have to put stabilizers, other things inside of there. And it's just like other things you put inside your body you don't need to, because right beside them in the grocery store, you have the ingredients there. So, more flavor always. So, I'll say street tacos wise, you just get the smaller taco shells, guys. Like, you just get the small tortillas. And I like the street tacos because they're like tapas of tacos to me. Like, you do more tacos, you can do different ones each time. You actually don't feel like you're eating as much, you know, like, you probably are, but you don't feel like it. For this one, I would say, like, this is also a great time to bring in a lot of fresh ingredients. So onions, cilantro, lime, make your own salsa, sour cream. Like, once again, endless options. I try to do things that you can really mix and match, especially if you're a couple even. Like, you might like things that your partner does not like. Both this and the Smashburger gives you the option and the opportunity to make one meal and easily switch out those ingredients. On this side, as far as cooking, also super fast, you're going to saute your proteins. So saute your proteins with your seasonings, and whether that is ground beef, chicken, shrimp, all those things are going to cook super fast. That's why we can keep it under 15 minutes. You just warm your tortillas up, which I do recommend. I know a lot of people don't do that. I noticed that recently where people just buy tortillas, take it out the pack and just eat it. Even if wrap it in a paper towel and put it in the microwave for 15 seconds. You need to warm it up. And yeah, it's
literally just put it on the stove and just let it burn.
Just put it on the stove. But you know, that's like, I kid you not, that is a big thing. A lot of people take it right out of the pack and just eat it. And what happens is, too, another part of science behind it, you actually don't get to taste the tortilla. So you need to warm it up for the flour or the corn for the flavor to actually pretty much bloom again. So you're just eating it, and you don't, it's no flavor. It's no flavor from the tortilla itself. So that's a big thing. Warm the tortilla up. And then for this side, life is pretty moving pretty fast, and tacos are like the small package, but the big flavor. I think even though they're the smallest side of everything we're going to talk about today, like, they can pack the biggest punch because you can put so many things on there. You know, like, it's also a great time for, if you listen to the pickling episode before out there, you have those pickled onions, pickled jalapenos. This is a great time to use those extra pickled things. Tacos are great for your non-cheese lovers because you actually don't need cheese as much on tacos. You'll notice that if you're in Mexico, tacos don't really come with cheese so much. So it's like, you actually can do it. It's not a thing. Like, you can do mix and mash. I know if you're in Taco Bell, a lot of Taco Bell stands out there. So, you know, automatically, but this is kind of your way to make it exactly how you want. So those are our first two of the fast food at home recipes and tricks that we're going to be talking about. And we're going to jump back into impulse. You were bringing up the idea of emotion behind it too, because I think emotion does play a part in impulse. And some people don't think about it as much because I feel like you only can get to that emotional side of it when you do a little self-reflection. And understand that you are having impulses about this or that. But if you do get to that side of it, do you think that the impulse comes from your instinct or emotion? And how do you tell the difference? Like, is there, for you personally, do you feel like your personal impulses come from your instinct or your emotions most of the time?
So I'll start off. I feel like my instincts are more natural, obviously, but when it comes to my emotional side, it's more of a habit. Like, I noticed that, one instance, sometimes Lexi and I normally get like at least Chick-fil-A once a week, if anything. It's a habit that we've continued to build in and just go off of. Sometimes one of us doesn't feel like cooking or vice versa or one or the other. And so we get Chick-fil-A. And it's those types of, we haven't had it this week yet type of feeling. It's like, it's not that we need it. It's not that... that we instinctively just want to go and get it. It's more of like, no, we haven't had it this week. Mm-hmm. Is more of that impulsive buy.
And plus it's close by.
but when it comes to more instinctives, it is more of the self-reflecting. Mm-hmm. Because you can actually pinpoint and see if like, is that more of a habit or is that more of like something, oh no, I actually need to do something that I don't necessarily know just yet, right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most of those instinctive, impulsive ones are something that's normally going to help you set up for the future rather than for the moment, is what I've learned between the emotional side and the instinctive side, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have anything different?
Well, my instincts feel sometimes more grounded. I know for sure I always have to observe and I'm like pretty much quiet when it comes to it. And then automatic, it'll click. Mm-hmm. When it comes to emotions, I feel more stronger that way and more intermediate about it. But most likely, it has to like feel right in the moment, I guess. It just that's how it goes along with me.
Yeah, I also agreed with the instinct side of it is for longevity, and sometimes the emotional side is for the short term for me personally. Yeah. Because when I do make impulsive decision off instinct, it usually is like a thought process. Like I observe, I'm a very observant person a little bit, and I like think about it and I'm like, okay, let me do this. And it might seem super impulsive to the outside person, but like for me, it's like, no, like I feel this, like this is, you know, like I like know this is right. I'm going to do it. When it comes to emotion for me, I'm kind of like a automatic shotgun. Like it's just everything just blows everything. And I have to like watch. I'm very when my emotions are involved, I definitely like I'll jump out the window a little bit with it. And like I'm like, I need to know. Like I need to ask a question, especially in my personal life. I'm just like, what's going on? Like, what's this? Like I have to I have to force myself to take a step back because I'm just like, oh, maybe this is gonna be good for the short term, but it's probably gonna be horrible in the long term because I just had an incident with that recently, so you know, just
So one of the things that I'm actually trying to figure out off of those impulsive purchases is knowing what I do and don't need for my soccer training. So I know I'm gonna need cones, but I probably don't need like a $100 pub goal just yet. But I know I need like speed and agility ladders, but I probably don't need like a sprinting parachute or anything like that. Like it's those type of things. I'm like, okay, what am I trying to achieve? What am I trying to get out of all of this? And what's the best way for me to either do this affordably? And how can I make it last longer than when it needs to? Is really what I go into when I'm actually making like big purchases. Am I actually going to end up using it? And most of the time, it's 50-50.
Do
I really need it? And also, how many times am I going to use it?
And
that's when I end up going for it. Especially during like my soccer stuff is like, because it also depends on like the type of class that I have at the moment also. Honestly, soccer really doesn't need all that much. But you do need the creativity to use what you have. And that's what's been more beneficial on my end on that part.
Nice. So your professional life, at least, you slow yourself down thinking about your needs versus your wants, especially before making a decision. Does that also work in like you guys' personal life? Like, do you do that as well before making a decision you're gonna regret? Like, maybe.
Oh no! Like she's full. Like whatever she asks, like that. I have no thought process in anything that she asks for. I'll find a way to get it.
I really want the Switch too.
I find a way to get it.
Those be okay, a little different from the personal to professional life there. It's just
right.
Like,
oh yeah.
But I guess like in your personal life too, like you don't it's a little different to make decisions that you might regret, you know, like in professional life, like because what you're talking about with like buying stuff, this is exactly what I was doing like when COVID happened. So it's like those two don't really match up the same exact way because I think a regret in your personal life is going to be like a long lasting regret versus.
Right. But also I wouldn't say like what happened with you during COVID would have been off of impulse though. Like instinctively that was a solid purchase because there wasn't anything that would have hindered you from actually doing that in the first place. It was more so literally freak of nature that had that just changed all of that. So
killed my hopes and dreams.
Everybody's hopes and dreams. So I wouldn't necessarily put too much on them big projects because, I mean, you're using them now. So.
Oh, no. Everything I bought is actually just distributed through other people. I sold it all. Had to pay. Okay. Had to pay rent. Had to pay car note. Had to pay car insurance. Because the bills kept coming.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's cool. It's cool. I'm not hurt, y'all. It's fine. I'm over it. I would say for me, you know, it's weird. Well, I guess I don't know. I've been told stop saying weird because you need to say unique or
yeah.
But I say weird and I use weird in a very positive way. Like I feel like it's a great word. But my thing that really helps me slow down and not make decisions, especially professional, I guess I would say, is actually my tattoo, because it's like a visual representation of like how I try to think about things, which is. I have a chef knife and I purposely wanted it to look like a puzzle piece and be like a puzzle piece because right. I would get so into work or like the idea of like I'm a chef that like I would lose the idea to like you're also you and this is mm-hmm. just part of you. So it's like a if I ever feel like, man, I'm like doing a lot of stuff, like it's like I'd be like, this is just part of you. Like that's not your identity. If I stop cooking tomorrow, I'm still me. Like, you know, and I think that really helps me slow down, and surprisingly it's also been helping in my personal life recently, but because you know it's just like pieces and parts of you, but yeah, it's like my little visual, like I look down and I'm like maybe I should like wait, like slow down, like not, you know. So this ain't one of the hardest things, just pouring yourself into so many cups, you know, and then like
try new things.
Yeah, you know, and like you got to be careful because you can't pour all of yourself out because then you're gonna mm-hmm. deplete yourself, and I'm also very notorious for that. Like I literally have somebody in my ear right now telling me that I need to stop doing so much stuff, like take care of myself more. But yeah, I think it's like that balance. So it's like if you don't slow yourself down, you definitely can run off the edge of the cliff, kind of like Wile E. Coyote out there. So just keep on going.
And he will always run over that cliff.
Yeah, you know, like it's always gonna happen. But I think we as humans would do it too, unless we do like forcibly stop ourselves. Because yeah, I started in this whole YouTube process. Like I definitely mistakes were made when I was. You guys won't see the mistakes, but mistakes were made behind the scenes, like how I set it up, and I kind of impulsively did that a little bit. Because I knew that I wanted to do it. I picked the great spot and everything. I just didn't give myself enough time to flesh it out how I want it. So I learned from it. And I know going into the next realm of filming, it's going to be different. But I was Wile E. Coyote for a moment.
And that's one of the... And that's when being like impulsive could actually be beneficial. Because... you're using those emotions and you're using those experiences towards your learning as well.
Yeah, it helps you grow.
Not only does it just help you grow, but like, so we have a friend in Texas, and she consistently is telling me that I'm like overworking myself. Like I'm an impulsive worker is basically what she was saying. I need to be doing something that's going to make me feel like I'm doing something better than what I was doing yesterday. Mm-hmm. So whether that is doing something with my business, doing something with networking, doing something that's training, something that's mainly just going to push me forward in what it is that I need to do. And it's gotten to a point where, when are you going to stop working? Like, you're still young enough to where you can still go out and do what you need to do to relax, to decompress, to reflect, mm-hmm. which is basically all the things that I still have yet to do this year. But it's mainly off of, I'm not the type of person to okay, I have this now, let me go ahead and reflect. I'm more of, let me push through, and then I'll see if I can find the reflections as I'm moving along. Mm. You know what I mean? So I'm not necessarily, and which is why people are saying, like, well, why don't, are you happy? Like, are you okay? And stuff like that. It's like, yes, right? I am doing perfectly fine working as much as I can in order for me to get what I need. Is it an impulsive way of thinking in order to make sure I have some type of income, make sure that my family is good and stuff like that? Mm-hmm. In a sense, yes. Is it, but it's more instinctual for me to continue to go through that because I know where I'm trying to get.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so being like, I don't want to say like being told, but it's more so like being advised as like, it's okay to take that step back.
Yeah.
It's okay to not keep on going forward, to not keep on pushing on, just to see where you are.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's where you can reset with, I guess, your instinctual impulsiveness. But for the most part, it's like I have to have friends that tell me that stuff, because otherwise I'm just going to keep on going.
Yeah.
And yeah, because I need to take care of this one. And
I take care of you too.
Yes. Yes.
But
yeah.
But you do. I mean, you can't know if you're actually succeeding or getting better if you don't acknowledge where you are in the moment. So those two kind of go hand in hand. Otherwise, you're just moving. You could be moving laterally for all you know if you don't actually take a moment to reflect, which, I mean, I learned that the hard way by hitting rock bottom, going to therapy. Shout out to my therapist. He'd be working overtime.
Therapy's great. Like, I love therapy.
Yeah, those. Whew, I feel bad for him, but I'm glad he's there. But I agree with that. That's like a really, like, I think most people fall into that category, like going. So you do have to stop sometimes to know where you're going. So, and speaking of going, the next food item that we're talking about, I have a love-hate relationship with this because I feel like people just bought these because they were popular, but I'm going to teach you a recipe or a quick way to use it so that it's not just collecting dust on your countertop. And that is air fryer chicken and fries, guys. So we're going to make, talking about Chick-fil-A here. You don't have to stop at Chick-fil-A all the time. You can make your own chicken sandwich and fries at home in your air fryer. The great thing about the air fryer is that you do not have to cook things separately. Your air fryer is essentially a convection oven on your countertop. That's all it is. So you can put other things in there. I cannot tell you the amount of times I have people tell me that they cook everything individually and use their air fryer and take about 4 hours to make one meal. That is not necessary, guys. I promise you. The great other thing about the air fryer is, since it is basically a convection oven on the countertop, you don't even have to wait for your items to be thawed out. So, for instance, you can put in your fresh cut potatoes or frozen french fries in there. Like, you do not have to wait, which I've also had questions about. So, with this one, it's just going to be the quick thing of, you want to make fries and chicken, just like your regular Chick-fil-A meal. Get your frozen chicken, or not your frozen chicken breast, but your frozen fries or your fresh cut potatoes, your chicken breast or chicken thighs. And this is a thing too. I recommend using chicken thighs if you're going to make a chicken sandwich at home. Much more flavor, has a natural fat to it. Super good. And you can actually just use a little olive oil. It's going to be your base, a little garlic powder, paprika, and salt. That's a great base. You can go from there, adding spice if you want, cayenne pepper. You can add other ingredients, but that's a nice little base for you. And buns, lettuce, tomato, pickles, cheese if you want. You don't have to have cheese. The other thing about this is, when you're cooking at home, You want to think about meals that, or buying your groceries in a way that they will move on to the next item. You buy a pack of hamburger buns, and it might be a pack of 12. It's two of you guys. So you had burgers on Monday, you're going to have this on Wednesday, and you're buying something that's going to continuously work for you throughout the week. A lot of times with social media now, we are buying food like we are Instagram influencers. You are not an Instagram influencer, and food costs way too much to do that. So please think about multiple meals when you're buying things. So the air fryer, super easy. You can put it on about 400 degrees Fahrenheit. You know, I rarely talk about temperature here, but I'm just saying because it gets so hot. And that way it can get the crispiness on the outside of your chicken as well as those fries. It will take between 15 to 20 minutes. 20 minutes max. That's if you're cooking about 3 to 4 pieces of chicken thighs there. So chicken's going to take the longest. But outside of that, you're going to get everything done. Food is already ready. Other thing about the air fryer, they sell these little, for most of the sizes, you can have the cleanup automatically done for you because you can put in the liners. Once you take your food out, throw the liner out, wipe it out, and you're good to go. So not only is it super fast, it's super easy to clean up, and it's super easy for you. So if you are having that fix that you need for Chick-fil-A, you can do it at home. Last one, which is going to be my least favorite. When I say this, people think I'm a serial killer, but I don't care because my boy Gregory from Abba Elementary feels the same way. And this is going to be pizza, which is one of my least favorite foods, but I know a lot of people like it. Since a lot of people like it, I thought we should talk about it and doing a quick little way. This is going to be a flatbread. This is going to be a flatbread pizza because if you're cooking at home and you're trying to do quick meals, you don't have time. This is not for the home cook that lives with people that are going to make you work and make everything from scratch. So this is not for you. Take those people out to eat because they're not going to be satisfied with whatever you make them. So this is going in the same line that quick fast food at home using flatbread instead of making a pizza dough. So you can keep this under 20 minutes. The flatbread is already going to be ready for you. You also can do focaccia bread. So focaccia bread pizza or flatbread pizza, buy the focaccia, buy the flatbread. That's going to take a lot of your time away. Flatbreads that you can buy is going to be either naan bread or pita bread are going to be my favorites. I say do this with naan bread. It's usually like so delicious. It has a little garlic in it. Your sauce, once again, buy your sauces, guys. Like this is for the home cook and for fast meals. I have a friend who just made her own pizzas or made her own her own pizza sauce a month ago, and she told me, she said it was the best sauce I ever made, but I would never do it again in my entire life because it takes a long time. And I love fresh things, but in my opinion, if you know you're going to do pizza a couple days, make your sauce beforehand on one of those Sunday afternoons when you have the time to roast down your tomatoes and your garlic and the onions and get everything together and slow cook it. It's going to take about 3 to 4 hours to really release those flavors. You can make a big pot of sauce and freeze it. And that way you can use your fresh sauce here. But if not, for most of you working parents out there, especially, buy the sauce. Buy the sauce. You can always juice it up with your own flavors to get it how you want. This is a great time for my cheese lovers because you want that mozzarella or feta or whatever's in the fridge, depending on what you got. You also can do this in a margarita style and do no cheese, so it's also that way. And then your toppings, once again, are up to you. So most of us won't have pepperoni at the house unless you do things like pizza all the time, but you have that rotisserie chicken from Costco. You have extra leftover beef from whatever you made or a roast or anything. Like those are great things to put on your pizza here. Spread the sauce, add your toppings, bake it. The baking for the pizza, because the bread is already done, it's going to be less than 10 minutes here. So the other 20 minutes is really just building everything, getting it all the other 10 minutes to make it 20 minutes here. But it's super easy, super fast. And the great thing about it is I call this the refrigerator clean out. This is the time that you take those little bits and pieces of leftovers and you get it out of the refrigerator. So it's really nice to kind of make a completely different meal with fresh flavors from the stuff you already have left over. So it's gonna be our last and final quick and easy.
On the pizza. You don't want to take pizza.
You say what?
Nah, you don't want to know.
Do you remember that episode of iCarly with spaghetti and tacos?
No.
I tried that before. It's actually good. It's a crunch from the taco shell, the hard taco shell.
I don't eat hard taco shells, so see. I like soft taco shells.
Wait, so do you just not like pizza, or is it like certain pizzas?
The thing is that I've never been a big fan of pizza, even as a kid. I do enjoy pizza when I'm in Italy, but I feel like when I say that to the average person, it just sounds presumptuous and just like, oh, you only eat pizza in Italy. But I like the crust, I like the dough, I like the way they do their ingredients, like a lot less cheese, a lot more like prosciutto and like fresh arugula. Like, I never really liked pizza. And I'll eat it. Like, I'll eat pizza, but like there'll never be a time where I ask to go for pizza. Like, ever.
Bet. No, dude.
Yeah. And if I am eating pizza, it's probably because the person that I'm with just really likes pizza. That's really what it is. So
I have like a whole like deep dish pizza style pizza next time you come over.
Oh, I really hate deep dish. I was like, just eat a lasagna. Like, what are you doing?
Too much sauce.
It's like, what's happening? It's just too much going on. All right, guys, before we get out of here, is there anything you want to leave the audience with in terms of impulse, like a little nugget of wisdom for them? Or like, is it something that you just feel like if you had to say, put a cherry on top of it, like what would you say to like get your impulses out there, how to control them, or like, you know, lasting memories for the guest, or I keep saying guests, for the audience?
Don't shy away from them. Like, your impulses are trying to teach you something or trying to show you something. So I definitely think to start listening to what your impulses are actually trying to say. It is more of a feeling than it is a thought. So definitely start listening a little bit more to yourself when it comes to those types of urges. I think it's the best thing I can say right now.
To me, it feels like more of a decision. It's a, like you said, it has to listen to what you need to do for the next step. I know for sure what's going around with this economy now, especially with jobs. You have to slow down what you need to do, but also you need to realize, like, you can't really rely on the jobs, what's going on. Also, you can build your way into what you have as a business, and you can create that business by keep on going.
Nice. And I would just say for you guys out there, kind of similar, like just trust your instincts, but also, especially when it comes to the emotional side, like take a beat before you make decisions that are in the moment decisions that will destroy your long-term, like, lifestyle, I guess I should say.
Because there are those. Definitely are those.
Yeah. But definitely do it, man. Sometimes you just need to get out there and do it.
Yeah.
All right, absolutely. Guys, before we get out of here, tell the people where they can find you.
So you can find me over at JB Yodel on Instagram, or you can find us over at ATL Kicks, where you see most of our soccer stuff, all the soccer drills that we'd be doing with the kids and other athletes. So I'll be ATL Kicks, ATL _ Kicks.
Nice.
And you can look up my business for freelancing graphic design at Lexi, WAN Designs with an S. If you want any design created, like postcards, posters, all that kind of stuff, you can find me there on Instagram.
Nice. All right, guys. Thank you once again for listening, taking time out of your day. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share the new YouTube channel and show, Cooking Your Way Through Life. Also, consider pick up the cookbook, Cooking Your Way Through Life, at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And you can keep downloading the Cooking Your Way Through Life theme song, which is on iTunes and all the rest of those streaming sites, and keep sending those and let me know how you like it. So as always, we will see you next week. Have a good one.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Cooking Your Way Through Life with Chef Hollywood.